The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday.
Okay.
Final hour for us of the week. Randy, headed to vacation.
Yeah, man.
After the show's over today. I think Abe next week, right?
Yes.
Me and Abe? Yeah. So obviously have an awesome time doing that. Still tons to get to here in the final hour. Get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Georgia has Ole Miss in Athens. I know you see all the you got the Pat McAfee and all that happening out there today as they brought guys. Kirby was just on there. Keys to the game for the Falcons coming up in 20 minutes as well, and an AMA at 1:40.
I didn't realize Miss Diane Keaton passed away.
I know.
I just saw that. Did not know that.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, man.
Everybody loved Diane Keaton.
She was such a nice lady.
Seemed like it.
She seemed like, I mean, character.
Yeah, right.
I loved her. Father of the Bride. Yeah, she was just awesome. She was just awesome in that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's crazy. That I saw that because they said that her and Al Pacino dated.
Oh, really?
Did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Did not know that.
Yeah, celebrities been dating for a long time.
Yeah, man. It's just never know, man.
I know. You never know.
It's just one of those things where in Hollywood, don't matter.
Like we found out that earlier this week that when D'Angelo passed away, we found out that him and Angie Stone have a child together. I didn't know that.
Did not know that.
That's
not
incredible.
Know that. Did not know that for 1 second.
I hope that child does music.
Yeah, come on now.
I hope so.
I do too. But then I saw this one. It was a funny joke. It was talking about Eddie Murphy's son and Martin Lawrence's daughter are married.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like, really? Who paid for the wedding?
whose daughter?
It was Eddie Murphy's son and Martin Lawrence's daughter.
Well, then I think Martin had to pay for the wedding, I think, right? That's the traditional, I think.
It is.
I don't know. Do we have to do that?
What? The dad paying for the wedding?
Yeah, dad could pay.
Yes, you're supposed to.
I know.
Yes.
But what if you don't feel like it?
I mean, that can happen. Yeah, I mean.
Because like that's kind of like my wife's parents kind of didn't feel like it. So they didn't pay for it. You know?
Yeah, I know exactly.
I'm trying to say,
Jim said no. Did Jim say no?
Well, they gave us some. They gave us a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
they put something on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they put something on it.
What they're trying to make people pay so much money for weddings these days.
Yes, they are.
Which is just you don't have to do that.
Yes.
Like you don't have to have a $40,000 wedding. That's insane. But yeah, but I'm joking mostly, but they were like, look, we can help this much. Here's what we'll do. Which I think is totally reasonable.
Hell yeah.
My mom helped. We took out a loan, which we're still paying. Which is fine.
I don't want to get married real bad, huh?
Well, yeah. We wanted to get married.
No, bad. I mean, y'all want to have a wedding real bad, I should say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it wasn't. It's nothing crazy.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think actually we've paid it back. We've been married for 7 years. But Yeah, it took a little bit out. It wasn't much. I think we had the exact wedding that we wanted.
Right.
Like in the exact setting that we wanted with all the people there that we wanted. And we got out of there for under $10,000.
Why wasn't I invited?
We weren't really like that then.
Oh.
Not yet. We weren't even working together yet.
I think you had been to my house though, hadn't you?
Maybe. You might have. Yeah. Is everybody who comes to your house, you're at their wedding?
No, but I just thought, you know, because I did kind of go out my way. It was like, hey, Andy, I'm having a get-together at my house. This is your new house. We're breaking and having a little housewarming party.
Yeah.
Would you like to come?
Uh-huh.
Like, I went out my way to do that.
And I came.
Yes. You could maybe like, hey, Randy, I'm getting married next week.
I do wish that we had been doing this then so you could have been at our wedding. That would have been really cool. We didn't even
I just thought about that.
I don't, you know, like there was, nobody from the radio station was at my wedding. One person was, but he doesn't work at the radio station.
Yeah, anymore. I know. And you know, and I understand why he was there. All right, I was just checking. Yeah. Was it even considered?
I mean, yeah, it was considered.
Okay. All right, that makes me happy.
Do you mean to say that?
Yeah, you just didn't make the cut. Yeah. When they broke out the list.
No, I do. I've thought about that before, though, just because, like, who knew that this was going to happen and the show was going to happen and all that. And, like, you know, it's going great, and hopefully we get to continue doing this forever.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I know it sucks all this life stuff happened before this.
Yeah, I would have came. Yeah. And my wife, she, you know how she is, by the way. I was packing yesterday, right, for the trip. And I go upstairs and she's packing, and I know my suitcase was done. My suitcase is done. And then I look, and there's more stuff in my suitcase.
Oh, yeah. My wife will do that too sometimes.
Wait, hold on. I didn't pack all this.
She didn't have room. She had to use some of yours.
What the hell is in there?
Too much.
Dude. They're like,
yeah. I think, yeah, that's common.
Dude.
It's the wife tax.
Is it common that it was zipped up and out in front of the.
Oh, she didn't want you to know.
Yeah.
She definitely didn't want you to know.
I got to put something in there this morning.
Have you ever had the thing where you get there and your suitcase weighs more than 50 pounds?
Yes.
And then you have to start moving stuff around to get it into the different bags?
We'll never do that.
Oh. Yeah. What? Well, I guess you just pay the fee.
And luckily,
I'm not paying that
fee. The blessing, and this is a blessing, you know, this is one of God's blessings of being able to do what I did, is that only time I've ever bought a plane ticket was when I was able to afford it, meaning – I was in the league. Yeah. I never bought a plane ticket before that.
Uh-huh.
And so I can pay that extra. I feel so bad when I see that.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
Well, you just move a little to your backpack or something.
I did, but still, I just feel bad. You got to sit there. You got to take all the stuff out.
And then you put it back up there. It's like, it's still 52 pounds.
Yeah, man.
Is the 2 pounds really going
to? That'd be the thing with me. Like,
you know,
come on now.
Come on.
Is
it really going to throw the guy's back out with 2 pounds?
I feel so bad when I see people doing that.
Yeah. And then you got to make choices.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
We don't need that.
The worst thing's ever happened to me, I got a new cigar lighter. It was in my bag, and they were like, well, you can mail it.
I know. We had one. We were we were flying home for the holidays a couple years back, and we had got my mom like a nice corkscrew, like a wine bottle corkscrew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, that's a weapon. And I was like, well, it's not. It's for wine. They're like, well, you can't bring it. You got to go back and check it. And I was like, we're going to miss the flight.
Right.
So I don't even remember what we did. I think that may have been sacrificed. I think someone at the airport got a free corkscrew. All right. Anyway, let's get to the big story of the day.
I know old boy using my lighter. Nice-ass cigar lighter.
Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. I know. What did he think you were going to do? Anyway, QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Whether it's by headset or by sideline, he does a great job of getting the quarterback's attention and getting them in the right place based on looks, probably better than anybody else in the country. He and his staff do that. I won't give him all the credit, but he does an unbelievable job, and we need to make that extremely difficult.
Yeah, that's Kirby Smart talking about a couple of different things there, all in one kind of quote. Lane Kiffin's really good in-game offensive coach.
Right.
The modernization of quarterback communication helps when he's able to talk to these guys in their helmets, because that's new, right? Like in college?
2 years ago?
A couple years ago, yeah. Like 2 years ago?
Because I remember everybody was holding them signs.
Yeah, they had the signs up.
Yeah.
And that was such a thing they talked about with Sean McVay and Jared Goff. Like, he would just get to the line super early and talk to him until the mic cut off. Now, Lane Kiffin does the same thing at Ole Miss. So, simultaneously, Kirby's saying, all right, fans, loud, yell, make his life as hard as possible. in doing that.
Yeah.
Confuse the quarterback and all that kind of stuff.
I think a lot of it, and we mentioned it when we were talking about this, is that that's when you got to hold your disguise if you're Georgia. You got to hold your coverages. You got to disguise and do those different things because of the fact is how great Lane is at that. And then that goes back to what we were talking about with the home field. Have Sanford Stadium rocking. So it's one of the things where he has to put his hands over his ears.
Yeah, yep.
So again, and then they got to tackle. They got to tackle. They got to be able to tackle this young man because he's so elusive. I mean, I was looking at the box score. He was throwing 350, 360. Now, they have been at home.
They
started at Kentucky, mm-hmm. and then they've had four straight home games and a bye. And so you look at it from a standpoint where if you're going to Sanford Stadium, you got to make it loud as possible. Get off to a fast start offensively and defensively.
That would get it loud.
Offensively and defensively. Get to a fast start. Still got to be able to run the football and got to make plays when they're there. And I'm talking about quarterback, let it loose. Let it loose if it's there. But, yeah, more than anything, I think just the crowd and being able to frustrate this team.
What are you thinking final score-wise?
I think Dogs 28-14.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm at about a 2-touchdown win also. But I don't think they're going to – I think they're going to score more than that. I'm like 34-20, something like that, 38-24, something like that. Like I think – because I don't think Ole Miss's defense is all that great. They give up a lot of yard. Now, Georgia has to score touchdowns when they get down to the red zone, something we talk about with the Falcons as well. That's also something that Ole Miss hasn't done well either.
Right.
Like they lead the nation in yards, but they're nowhere near in terms of points. They've had a hard time punching it into the end zone when they get down there too. I don't know. There's a lot of different factors as to why. And do I want it to happen? I'm not sure. I don't really care. I do. I don't know. I just feel like Georgia's offense tomorrow is going to look the best they have. Now maybe they looked really good against Tennessee.
Right.
And Ole Miss's defense is better than Tennessee's defense, obviously. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like tomorrow is going to be a day where the offense makes Georgia fans really happy.
To your eyes, from God's lips.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or whatever that
means. Just ready to see it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see it because I think it's there. I think they got great pass catchers. They got really good running backs. Sounds like the offensive line is going to be healthy-ish,
yeah, they're gonna,
as healthy
they,
as it's
they
been.
They got to make a play. They got to make an adjustment off of the quick screens to Zachariah Branch.
Yes, they need to find a different way to get that man the
football. They got
to
find a different way. Let him run straight.
Let him run straight. Throw it far.
Let him run straight.
Yeah.
Okay, let him run straight.
Throw the ball down the field a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let him do something different, man.
Because Gunner can. He made some great throws against Tennessee.
Ugh.
What?
I don't like Nick Saban being at the butt smear.
Oh. Yeah. I understand. Georgia Tech at Duke. That's at noon. Duke, again, favored in this game.
Yeah.
They got a really talented quarterback in Mensah.
He's good.
And we said it earlier. I'll say it again.
Haynes King left. Haynes King right.
Control
Haynes
the game.
King up the middle.
Yeah. Control the game on the ground. Haynes King ball out. And going to have to get some stops, maybe some turnovers on defense.
Yeah.
That's how Duke lost to Illinois. They were in that Illinois game until they started turning the ball over in the second half.
And I think that was key when you look – because that was early on. We were like, who is Indiana?
Yeah,
or something.
It was week two or three
Illinois
or something
like
that.
Okay. The biggest thing would take, they can't turn the ball over. Can they go score for score with Duke?
I don't think you want to get into a shootout.
Okay. Yeah, and that goes back to the ball control aspect of it.
Over-under in that game, 60.5. So they're expecting
it
to be high
up there. Yeah, but, I mean, this is all about, for Tech, Haynes King. But the thing with the Tech defense, they got to get some stops. They got to get some turnovers, mm-hmm. more importantly. I think that was key when you look at the way they came back in the Wake Forest game.
Yep.
It's key last week. Mm-hmm. Their biggest thing is they can't turn the ball over, especially they like to damn turn the ball over when they're going in.
I know.
Tech can't have that.
Yeah, you can't. Because
no.
Duke will make you pay.
Yes, they will.
I do think Tech wins that game, but I think it's going to be a stressful four quarters for Georgia Tech fans. Something, I don't know, 31-27,
something like that.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk Falcons 49ers, Sunday Night Football, keys to a Falcons victory coming up next after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whoa! No, I was like, hey, Day-Day's here.
Hey, Day-Day. You can't hear us.
Yeah.
All right. Sports Radio 92.9. Now I can. Sports Radio 92.9. The game.
It threw me off. I was like, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Working.
Yeah.
Where would he be?
Oh, you know where he I thought he was.
Oh.
I thought he was in Grindhouse because that's where Dukes and Bell are right now. So make sure you join Dukes and Bell at the Grindhouse off Luckman Street for a special broadcast right after our show. They have special guest analysis plus preview the weekend of pro and college ball. That's this Friday, Grindhouse, Luckman Street, Athens.
That's like 35 minutes from right now.
Yes.
Wow.
That's where they'll be at.
Good for them. Good for you, the listener.
Yeah, man.
To listen to them live from Athens.
Damn. Grindhouse Burger Show would hit so.
God, no kidding.
Would hit so hard.
I didn't
right
even
now.
Think about that.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Such a good. I'm starving.
Yeah, man.
That always by this point of the day. But I mean, just nothing. I mean, I'm so hungry by the end of this show.
Do you ever eat?
A little bit. I mean, I always pack something. I'm locked in.
I know.
It's too much. The stuff's all, the fire's coming out.
Yeah,
you can't be putting stuff
spit,
in.
Spit hot fire.
Spitting all this fire in the microphone.
Spit hot fire.
I don't want to, you know, back it up or anything like that.
Spit hot fire.
Anyway, we will get to an AMA coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open. Funk Friday, obviously huge football weekend ahead. So get your questions ready and get on hold. 404-726-0929. We'll answer all your questions coming up in 15 minutes. But as we always do on Fridays when the Falcons play on Sundays, doesn't it, with how long the bye week felt and then with the Monday night game, doesn't it feel like this week's gone by like
yes,
that?
It
it's
does.
Like, oh, they're playing
yes.
again?
Yeah,
great.
Man.
And
it,
now we're kind of back in the normal routine with the bye week done, which is great.
But yeah.
Falcons 49ers Sunday night football.
You were just telling me that neither quarterback has a injury designation, right?
Yeah, I don't see Purdy or Mac Jones on the injury report.
So
for
it looks
49ers.
Like probably Brock Purdy's going to start. Yeah. Looks like George Kittle's probably going to play Bunk. Mm-hmm. So they got another one of their playmakers on offense. Stay true to who you are.
Yeah.
Stay true to yourself. I mean, that's the first thing that I have.
Keep showing us.
Yeah, keep showing us who you say you want to be and who you've been and wins.
Amen.
You know, I think that, you know, just being able to run the football, they know it too. You know, so. Buffalo knew it too.
Everybody should.
So. We still haven't got anything on Jake, though, right?
No.
Nothing on Jake?
Still questionable as far as I can see here. Same thing with Darnell Mooney, questionable with the hamstring.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think, you know, if that's the case, then just like they try to do in the second half, they'll help whoever is at that left tackle try to help him out. I think stay true to yourself. Kyle Pitts, question mark.
Interesting. What do you mean?
Can we get him a little bit more involved?
Yeah.
You know, this is a little bit more as far as in the passing game and everything. But he's still, like, I thought last year when he wasn't involved. He got a little lost out there, but he's been locked in.
Yeah, even because last game, I guess, I don't know how many catches he had, two or three or something like that?
He had three, but you remember the one, they had to screen to him, and they had it set up, and he slipped and fell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he still, I mean, he still looked the same sort of level of, of locked in, which, again, good, kind of the expectation, but we've seen him not be like that, so it's good to see him be like that. But, yeah, like, if Drake is going to get the lion's share of the targets, which he is, and Darnell Mooney isn't going to play – and I don't know what's going on with Ray McCloud.
Right.
So, and he hasn't played good when he's played either.
That's right. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
That's the other thing. But, but like, if that's all true, Kyle Pitts seems like he should get more than three catches.
Yes. Yes. And so, I mean, if that's the case, then this should be the day that, or that Sunday should be the night that they find a way to get him a little bit more involved. See if he gets turnovers. See if you get a turnover as far as where Brock Purdy is, because Brock can get out of messes and stuff now. No telling how injured that toe is. Turf toe is just a lingering type thing,
put
man.
A wounded animal back there with this pass rush.
You got to go.
That's
tough. You got to get him on the ground, force him into doing some stuff that he don't want to do, man. I think that'd be very key. And don't let 23 be your 7. Bijan takes over games.
Mm-hmm.
Christian McCaffrey has the ability to take over games. Mm-hmm. Don't let him.
Yeah, no, I mean that's
they have no shot.
No, if Christian McCaffrey is even like kept it reasonably in check, the Falcons win this game by a touchdown or more.
Right.
I think the only way the 49ers win this game and make it a good game is if Christian McCaffrey does what he can do. Now the thing is he can do that.
Yes.
Like Christian McCaffrey's done it through a lot of teams throughout his career and is healthy right now. He's about all they have healthy on that offense. Because like you said, even the two quarterbacks that aren't designated on the injury list have been banged up. I mean, Purdy's missed a number of games this year with that turf toe. So they're dealing with all kinds of different injuries across the board. They might be the most injured team in the NFL. And somehow Christian McCaffrey, who's been the most injured player in the NFL, is healthy at this point.
Right.
So the key to me is if Bijan plays better than Christian McCaffrey, Falcons are going to win the game.
Okay.
And he probably will because he's playing better than everyone right now. That was the similarity between the 16 team and right now too for me. Like, I know people want to say, is this offense like that, young defense, all that? I don't know. I can't go that far with all that stuff. But the one thing that I know that team had, that this team may have, and I know running backs don't win it, but Bijan Robinson might be the MVP.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Ryan was the MVP in 2016. That was a huge, and a lot goes into someone winning the MVP, and when someone wins the MVP, a lot comes out of that as well. In order for someone to win the MVP, your team has to be really good.
Yeah.
Nobody wins the MVP and misses the playoffs.
No.
I don't think that's ever happened. I think Matt Ryan, honestly, and I don't remember who the other quarterback had the worst record of an MVP winning quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're 11-5.
Right.
Like you got to go 13-3, and now it's 13-4, or whatever. But like you got to win a lot of games in order to be in that conversation. So I don't know that they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. I hope that they do. But he's playing like that. He's playing like the MVP of the league.
He is outstanding. He is playing really, really well. And they'll continue to do all the things they've done with him so far this year. Try to find ways to just get the ball in his hands and you know, allow him to make people miss and get him in space and do all those different things. And Michael, when the play is there to be made, you got to make it.
Yeah.
You got to make the throws. You got to make those throws. And
I'd like to see Michael, like when we're talking about week by week progression, right?
Yeah.
Like he missed some throws last week.
Yeah, he did.
Obviously, he hit some as well. And the story of the day was what Bijan was doing on the ground in Algier, too. Like to see Michael grow a little bit more comfortable. Like you're talking about this. Arch has talked about it. Just the play's almost there. He's getting rid of it sometimes a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a little bit more comfortable. Trust your pass protection a little bit more. Let that route develop and then make the throw. And I think that just comes with comfort. I mean, he's a guy who started 8 games in the NFL. Right, it makes sense that sometimes he might rush a little bit.
So he'll rush. He won't see.
Yeah,
because you know, like he should have threw a pick. Well, it might not have been a pick six, but you know, and that goes back to getting too comfortable with a guy. Meaning, okay, Drake's coming on this inside slant. I don't know what's over there, but I'm gonna throw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go a little bit more through your progression on all those things. And
I agree with that, but I also will say, like, if Drake's cooking him, Just throw it to him.
Yeah.
Like Ja'Marr Chase last night.
But the thing about
I'm not saying 23, but like.
He was doing that when he almost threw that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Don't force it. But like if they can't stop Drake and the Bills couldn't, give it to him.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
There's no rule that says you can't just feed what's working. Give it to Bijan and throw it to Drake. That, I mean, you know what I mean? Do that.
I know exactly what you're saying. And then don't give the people who are not Falcon fans this phrase right here. I told you. Meaning they can't, they're going to fall on their faces game. Don't let them have that. Don't let them have that. All right. Because that's why when people asked us earlier in the week, why aren't they talking about the Falcons? They're talking more about what the Bills didn't do. There's a reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't go out there to Santa Clara and fall on your damn face.
I will say, people have been talking about the Falcons, though. Yeah. Like, the Falcons, after that win, have gotten more attention and respect than I've seen them get, even last year when they were 6-3.
And everything today that I've heard is that right there.
Yeah.
But the Falcons always.
You know why? Because it's true.
Yes.
None of that is made up.
Everything I've heard today was that right there.
Yeah. But again, like, yes. Narratives become narratives because they happen over and over again, right? Like, no one invented that. The Falcons have fallen on their face repeatedly over the last 7 years. Anytime anything's gone good, that great win over Minnesota was followed up by a 30-0 loss to the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Like, people saying wait and see with the Falcons aren't being haters. They just remember that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can also win your way out of that as well. The only way to change the narrative is to actually change it, which is beat the Bills on Monday Night Football and then go out to Santa Clara and beat the 49ers on Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Because you're a better football team
than San Fran, too.
Yes. San Francisco is banged up as they are right now. Yes. I think the Falcons are definitely better.
I like the Falcons 30-22.
Okay. 30-22. Sure. I'll take that. I mean, I think I'm with you. Like, I think they got a chance to put up right around 30 every single game. They could have scored 30 against Buffalo. Drake London's toenail doesn't touch out of bounds, and
go.
Parker Romo doesn't kick the ball into the waist of the.
Oh God! Why'd you say his name?
Don't let it come down to that either, because I, you know.
Oh my God!
30-22 is perfect because that's multiple field goals. You know what I mean? You don't have
Parker Romo. I forgot he was on the team.
Well, and hopefully you forget he's on the team on Sunday night too, because that would mean he just made extra points and you didn't have to rely on him. But yeah, no, I think they go out there and I think they win convincingly like they did on Monday night against Buffalo. I think they come home 4-2 and you keep this momentum going. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. The phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.